Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Agentic AI Engineering Systems That Reason and Act Autonomously Designing. Building and Prompting LLM-Based Agents for Real-World Deployment by Hugh Erwin is a technical guide to building autonomous AI agents with large language models. The book is positioned for software engineers, data scientists, system architects, technical managers, and learners who already have some grounding in Python or modern AI concepts. Its purpose is not only to explain what agentic AI means, but also to show how such systems can be designed, prompted, connected to tools, deployed, and governed. Organized into 45 modules across 8 major chapters, it moves from foundations of autonomy to pre-built agents, custom agent construction, prompt engineering, safety, operations, use cases, and future directions. The book treats LLMs as components in broader systems that combine reasoning, planning, memory, retrieval, tool use, and feedback. Its emphasis is practical engineering, rather than purely theoretical AI research. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autonomy is treated as a system property, rather than a simple automation upgrade. A central topic in the book is the distinction between traditional automation and agentic autonomy. Conventional automation follows predefined steps, even when those steps are complex. An agentic system, by contrast, must interpret goals, choose intermediate actions, adapt to feedback, and continue operating across multiple steps. This distinction matters because the engineering problem changes. The developer is no longer only scripting a workflow, but shaping a decision loop that can observe, reason, act, and revise its plan. The book uses this distinction to frame why LLM-based agents require more than access to a language model. They need architecture, boundaries, tools, memory, and evaluation criteria. This framing is useful because many early discussions of AI agents blur the line between chat interfaces and autonomous systems. By beginning with the fundamentals of agency, the book encourages readers to ask what level of independence is appropriate for a task, what decisions should remain human-controlled, and how much environmental feedback the system can safely process. The result is a practical vocabulary for thinking about autonomy as a designed capability with limits, not as a magical property created by prompting alone. Secondly, LLMs function as reasoning controllers inside larger agent architectures. The book presents large language models not as complete agents by themselves, but as cognitive controllers within engineered systems. This is an important technical emphasis because an LLM can generate plans, analyze context, and select actions, but it still needs surrounding components to operate reliably in real environments. Agentic design usually requires a loop that passes information between the model, memory, tools, external data, and execution logic. The book covers this broader view through topics such as building agents from scratch, using pre-built agents, and designing systems that can reason across multiple steps. The practical implication is that agent performance depends as much on orchestration as on model quality. A strong model used in a weak architecture may lose context, select unsafe actions, or fail to recover from errors. Conversely, a carefully designed agent can constrain the model, provide relevant context, log decisions, and route tasks to appropriate tools. This system's view helps readers understand why agentic AI engineering involves software design, state management, API integration, monitoring, and task decomposition. It also makes the subject accessible to engineers who may not be researchers, but need to build dependable AI-enabled workflows. Thirdly, prompt engineering is adapted for goal pursuit, tool use, and multi-step behavior. Prompt engineering receives specific treatment because agentic systems place different demands on prompts than ordinary question-answering systems. A single response prompt can be evaluated mainly by clarity, correctness, or usefulness. An agent prompt must often guide behavior over a sequence of decisions. Define permissible actions, structure reasoning, and tell the model when to use tools or seek more information. The book addresses prompt engineering for agents as a practical discipline tied to reliability. This includes shaping task instructions, clarifying roles, constraining outputs, and supporting collaboration between components or multiple agents. The key reasoning is that prompts act as part of the control surface of the system. If they are vague, the agent may overreach, ignore relevant constraints, or produce actions that are difficult for surrounding software to parse. If they are too rigid, the system may lose flexibility and fail when conditions change. The book, therefore, positions prompt design as an engineering activity that interacts with architecture, evaluation, and safety. This is especially relevant for real-world deployment, where prompts must support repeatable behavior, not just impressive demonstrations. The focus is on making LLM behavior operationally usable, Fourthly, retrieval, knowledge graphs, and external tools extend agent capability beyond model memory. A significant part of practical agent design is connecting LLMs to information and capabilities outside their training data. The book includes concepts such as retrieval augmented generation, knowledge graphs, and tool integration, all of which address the same limitation from different angles. LLMs can reason with language, but they may lack current data, domain-specific facts, or direct ability to perform actions. Retrieval systems bring relevant documents into context. Knowledge graphs can organize relationships between entities in a more structured form. Tools allow agents to call APIs, run calculations, search databases, or interact with business systems. The engineering challenge is not merely adding these components, but deciding when and how the agent should use them. Poor retrieval can add irrelevant context. Uncontrolled tool use can create operational risk. Weak integration can make the system brittle. The book highlights these mechanisms because real-world agents must operate in dynamic environments where static model knowledge is insufficient. This topic also shows why agentic AI overlaps with data engineering and systems architecture. Effective agents depend on reliable pipelines, well-defined interfaces, and context selection that supports grounded action rather than unconstrained generation. Lastly, safety. Governance, deployment, and operations are treated as core engineering concerns. The book stands out by including safety, governance, risk, deployment, and operations as major parts of the agentic AI lifecycle. This is important because autonomous behavior increases the consequences of design errors. A chatbot that produces a weak answer may cause inconvenience, but an agent connected to tools, data, or business workflows can take actions that affect systems and people. The book therefore treats practical deployment as more than packaging code. It involves defining permissions, monitoring outputs, managing failure modes, logging decisions, and deciding where human oversight is required. Governance also matters because agentic systems may act under uncertainty, interpret ambiguous goals, or interact with sensitive information. Engineers need policies that determine what the system is allowed to do, what data it can access, and how exceptions are handled. The operations perspective is especially useful for readers planning production use. Agents must be evaluated over time, not only during initial testing, because model behavior, external tools, data sources, and user needs can change. By placing these concerns alongside design and prompting, the book reinforces that agentic AI is not only a modeling problem. It is a lifecycle problem involving reliability, accountability, and controlled autonomy. In conclusion, agentic AI engineering is best suited for readers who want a structured entry into building LLM-based agents, rather than a purely conceptual discussion of artificial intelligence. Software engineers, data scientists, automation specialists, DevOps practitioners, technical product managers, and system architects are likely to benefit most, especially if they already understand basic Python or modern AI terminology. The practical value of the book lies in its movement from foundational concepts to implementation concerns, autonomy, agent architecture, prompt design, retrieval, knowledge integration, tool use, safety, deployment, and operations. Intellectually, it helps readers separate agentic AI from ordinary automation and from simple chatbot development. Practically, it gives them a framework for thinking about how autonomous systems should be designed, constrained, and maintained. Compared with many books in the same category, its differentiating feature is the breadth of the lifecycle it covers. It does not focus only on prompt tricks, only on LM theory, or only on speculative future scenarios. Instead, it connects reasoning and action to engineering decisions that affect reliability in real workflows. Readers looking for advanced formal research on multi-agent theory may need supplementary sources, but those seeking a grounded overview of deployable agent systems will find its modular structure useful and accessible. If you would like to support Hugh and Erwin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.